As the week gets going, we're seeing a wave of broad-based selling of the U.S. dollar, with the yen as the only notable exception. Though it's only Monday, there's already been a lot of talk around this Friday's U.S. jobs report and the potential impact on markets, given how it could influence pricing of the Fed's next moves. The euro has found added support from upbeat ECB de Guindos comments relating to Q3 growth, while the pound has mostly shrugged off renewed tension around Brexit after Brexit Minister Frost said the UK could not wait forever for the EU to respond formally to the UK's demand to rewrite the Northern Ireland Protocol. On the COVID front, things have been looking up, with many officials talking about a corner being turned. Keep an eye on the price of oil today, with OPEC set to meet virtually. The price of oil has been rising and been getting a lot of attention of late. As far as the economic calendar goes, we only get Canada building permits and U.S. factory orders as the notable standouts. That's all for now.